The Israeli military confirmed the deaths of four more captives held by Hamas, including three elderly individuals seen in a Hamas video pleading for their release.
The three men, Amiram Cooper, Yoram Metzger, and Haim Perry, were all aged 80 or above, appearing frail and apprehensive. They were featured in a video released by Hamas in December, titled, "Don't Let Us Grow Old Here." The fourth captive was identified as Nadav Popplewell, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Beijing has accused Britain's Foreign Intelligence Agency of turning two Chinese central government employees to spy on China in what it termed a major espionage case.
According to the Chinese Ministry of State Security, in a post on official state social media, MI6 operatives recruited and trained Wang Mumu and Zhou Mu, a married Chinese couple both employed in core confidential government departments, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Claudia Sheinbaum, who will become Mexico's first woman leader in the nation's more than 200 years of independence, secured the presidency by promising continuity.
The 61-year-old former Mexico City mayor and lifelong leftist ran a disciplined campaign capitalizing on her predecessor's popularity before emerging victorious in Sunday's vote, according to an official quick count. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, has decided to seek re-election as an independent as his trial on federal bribery charges is ongoing.
According to the New Jersey Division of Elections website, his petition to run as an independent candidate was filed Monday and had nearly 2,500 signatures. Menendez needed 800 signatures to gain ballot access. "It displeases me to have to go this route," Menendez said in a statement. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
An elderly woman lost her life after a suspect stole the vehicle she was a passenger in and then crashed into a building in Washington, D.C., police said.
The carjacking was reported at Washington Hospital Center Monday afternoon, police said. The elderly victim was sitting in the front passenger seat of the vehicle. The driver had exited the vehicle upon arriving at the hospital when the suspect stole it, police said. The driver reported the vehicle stolen with their elderly parent still inside, police said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Vice President Harris will represent the U.S. at this month's Swiss-organized Global Peace Summit on the war in Ukraine.
This is an event promoted by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The White House said Harris would attend the meeting in Lucerne on June 15th. President Joe Biden is scheduled to be at a campaign fundraiser in Los Angeles hosted by actors George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Three people sustained serious injuries when their hot air balloon struck power lines and caught on fire before crashing into an Indiana field, authorities said.
The incident occurred Sunday shortly before 7 p.m. local time in Hebron in northwestern Indiana, according to preliminary information from the Federal Aviation Administration. The Lindstrand hot air balloon crashed after striking power lines, the FAA said in a statement. Kyle Norris reporting.
Google is making some adjustments to its AI overviews after the artificial intelligence-driven search feature provided what the company calls odd and erroneous responses to people's online searches.
AI overviews were introduced last month at Google's annual I/O Developer Conference. Now, when people use Google Search to find information on certain topics, a box of AI-generated text appears at the top of the search results, annotated with links to external websites. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.